The Jeroen shuttle, as it turned out, was docked on the starboard side of the Chaff Envoy about 20 meters aft of the Jade Saber. Luke ducked into the Saber as they passed and grabbed a set of astrogation data cards and a data pad, then followed Bearsh back to their ship. There were three other Jeroens in the ship when he and Bearsh arrived, and it was quickly evident that the steward's adulation in the dining salon had actually been greatly restrained. The other Jeroens clustered around him practically from the moment he ducked through the rusty hatchway, blathering excitedly and repeating over and over again how much of an honor it was to have him aboard, until he was about as embarrassed as he'd ever been in his life. "All right," he said, when they finally quieted down enough to sit around the small table together. "I've pulled all the information I have on Outer Rim systems. Now, what sort of world exactly are you looking for?"
"One with air like this,"
Bearsh said, waving a hand around him. "Okay," Luke said, keying that parameter into the datapad. "I presume you need water, too. What about climate and terrain?"
"We need places for the children to play,"
one of the other Jeroens put in eagerly.
"Many places for many children to play." "Peace, young one,"
Bearsh soothed, his mouths opening in another toothy Jeroen smile.
"On an entire world, there will be plenty of places for the children."
He turned back to Luke.
"You must excuse Eshtaush. He has never known life anywhere but within our vessel."
"I understand," Luke said. "Now what about terrain?"
"We will live in whatever grounds you find for us. Mountains or lakes, woodlands or plains, it does not matter."
"All right," Luke said. They certainly weren't a picky lot. "What about temperature ranges?" Again, Bearsh waved his hand.
"The temperature in this vessel is somewhat warm for us, but we will adapt and adjust to whatever."
He broke off as the deck beneath them gave a sudden, gentle jolt.
"What was that?"
Eshtaush asked fearfully, looking quickly around. A second later, they had their answer, as a distant thunderclap echoed faintly through the open hatchway. "An explosion," Luke told him, jumping to his feet and sprinting toward the entry tunnel, stretching out to the force as he pulled out his comlink.
"Mara?"
"We've got an explosion and fire on the aft port side,"
her voice came back.
"I'm heading back to see if I can help."
"I'll join you," Luke said, clearing the end of the entry tunnel and heading for the nearest cross-ship corridor.
"Any idea what's back there?"
"Fell's transport, for one thing."
The air began to smell of smoke before he was halfway down the main portside corridor. He kept going, and then, suddenly, he was there, breaking to a halt behind a dozen chiss with handheld extinguishers, running into a half-open door through which smoke was pouring. He spotted Mara off to one side with Fell, and eased his way past the chiss in military dress uniform, shouting orders in a sharp staccato language.
"Situation?" Luke called to Mara.
"The fire's right by a nexus of maneuvering jets and their fuel supply," she told him grimly. "The stormtroopers are already inside with extinguishers, trying to keep it away from the tanks."
"How come the stormtroopers are in there?"
"They were the first ones on the scene with self-contained breathing equipment," Fell said before Mara could answer.
"Speaking of breathing, how are Jedi in oxygen-poor atmospheres?"
"We can handle a few minutes," Luke said. "What do you need?"
"Some delicate lightsaber work."
Fell pointed to the doorway through which the smoke was pouring.
"They've got the fuel tanks isolated for the moment, but the fire's got too much of a head start, and it's pushing in on them. They think they've located the extinguisher system."
"They think? That's why the work needs to be delicate," Fell said.
"Otherwise, they'd just blast the lines open and be done with it."
"What we need is for you to lightly scratch the conduits, just enough to let out a few drops, so we can see exactly what kind of liquid's inside. The last thing we want is to dump more fuel or something else flammable."
"All right," Luke said. "How do I find the conduit?"
"How do we find it?" Mara corrected, her lightsaber already in hand.
"They'll guide you in," Fell told him. "Watch for a bright light."
"Right." Unhooking his lightsaber from his belt, Luke took a deep breath and stretched out to the force. He lifted his eyebrows at Mara, got her confirming nod, and ducked through the doorway.